Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday, and you know what? I don't know what the date is. Is it December 3rd? Folks, I'm on the road. I'm not at my headquarters in Washington. I'm on the road, and I'll be a little bit out of sorts tonight because I don't have my regular handy atomic clock. I don't even have my RBN time break schedule in front of me, and you would think that after having done this program for almost 2 years that I would know when the breaks come. So if you suddenly hear music coming in and telling me to shut up, well, it will happen. And I don't have my computer screen in front of me tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll have to rely on my producer to give me your names off the air, if indeed I finally get around to taking any phone calls. I might not. Who knows, folks? Anyway, we have a lot to go over with here in the news. And, of course, you know what is big in the news, or what should be in the news, hasn't been in the news. Do you know what I'm talking about, folks? I'm talking about the fact, I don't have the figures in front of me, but the fact that Ron Paul, the extremist, the non-serious candidate, the marginal candidate, the candidate who's the candidate of the kooks and the conspiracy theorists, so-called, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul won the straw poll of the Virginia Republican Party. And he won it by a pretty overwhelming margin. Folks, this isn't supposed to happen. Don't you understand? Ron Paul is supposed to be the candidate who's being dismissed by serious party people in serious Republican states like the state of Virginia. The Republican Party is very influential in Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, and when the Republican Party in Virginia speaks, the National Republican Party listens. If you doubt my word on that, consider the fact that Senator George Allen, the Republican from Virginia, who did get defeated in this most recent election, largely of his own doing, largely because of his own mistakes, ladies and gentlemen, he was considered a serious presidential candidate. Well, the very party that put George Allen into presidency, a straw poll at their state gathering favored Ron Paul. And, folks, I struggled hard to find any mention of this in the Washington Post. It was mentioned in the Washington Times. Folks, I did an Internet search. I find no sign of it. No substantial notations of it on the Internet as of the last time that I looked. The point is, folks, that what should have been news was not in the news. The people who control the distribution of news in this country were working overtime to keep that under wraps. Now, by this point, it may have gotten out there. I know there were some independent websites talking about it. Ron Paul supporters were talking about it. But a Ron Paul victory in the state poll in Virginia should have been news, folks. I mean, I know he's won state polls, or he's won polls in local communities. He's won polls of that nature, but we're talking a statewide straw poll. Ron Paul won it, and it didn't seem like the mass media wanted to say too much about that. No, instead, who are they focusing on? Their new fair-haired boy, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee is of the Christian right persuasion, and you know, of course, what that means, folks. He's tied up lock, stock, and barrel with the Jewish lobby in this country. They're pulling a fast one on conservative Republicans. They see the Ron Paul surge, so what do? They suddenly create Mike Huckabee. They drag him out of the box, folks. That's what they're doing. And you know what?
This is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, not coming to you from Washington tonight, but still reminding you that if you are not a subscriber to American Free Press, the weekly newspaper from Washington, you should be subscribing to American Free Press. 2 very good articles in there this week by Mark Glenn. Lots of good stuff by Pat Shannon. They had to bump an article they intended to run from me because it was so long, and I'd like to tell you they said it was so good they didn't want to cut it, so they're holding it off for the next issue. Glad to see somebody still thinks my writing doesn't need to be cut or shouldn't be cut. If you were a writer, or if you are a writer, you understand the thinking there. Well, in any case, folks, do check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. Talking about Mike Huckabee being the blocking candidate. And let's be honest about it. Who is putting up Mike Huckabee as the blocking candidate? I don't think they originally put him up as the blocking candidate, but when they began to see that Ron Paul was suddenly having an impact, the powers that be, the people who control the media in this country, have suddenly begun to promote Mr. Huckabee. You know, I look at the Washington Times, which is supposed to be the big neoconservative newspaper, but they do run a column in there by Donna Brazile, B-R-A-Z-I-L-E, nationally syndicated columnist, commentator on CNN, ABC, and National Public Radio. And she's the former campaign manager for Al Gore's presidential candidacy. So you see, she's very much a part of the establishment. And I think you can guess, folks, She's no quote-unquote conservative. She's no, not even a neoconservative. She is, folks, just a plain old liberal, a plain old-fashioned liberal. But guess what Donna Brazile writes in the Washington Times? She says, Mr. Huckabee has emerged as an intelligent, reasoned, and humorous politician, unafraid to stand up for ordinary Americans. He even manages to come across as relatively moderate, which is shocking when you consider how exceptionally conservative his policy stances actually are. Anyway, the point is this, folks. Here's Donna Brazile promoting Mike Huckabee. Yes, she is. See, the word has gone out. We've got to build up Mike Huckabee. Who else is promoting Mike Huckabee? Well, this should tell you everything. David Broder, writing in the Washington Post yesterday, December 2nd. David Broder, he's the dean, they call him, the dean of the Washington pundits. Yes, he is in the Council on Foreign Relations. Yes, he is Jewish. Yes, he is like the star columnist for the Washington Post. And the Washington Post, folks, certainly rivals the New York Times as one of the voices of the power elite. Well, Broder says, Huckabee has been the surprise discovery of the campaign season. His combination of religious principle, good humor, tolerance, and clear passion on education and health care complements Mr. John McCain's muscular foreign policy and aversion to wasteful domestic spending. Well, here we have David Broder saying the Republican Party should nominate John McCain for vice president and Mike Huckabee for vice president. Folks, I'm repeating myself, but it bears repeating. The big push for Huckabee is on. The voters are getting tired of these other characters like this criminal Giuliani, and for that matter, this criminal McCain. And Mitt Romney, as someone pointed out to me this evening, just comes across as nothing more than a politician. He looks kind of like what we see now in the movies as the modern-day politician. And that's exactly what he is. He is a modern-day politician. But the point is, folks, because of the Ron Paul surge, which is apparent, those families and financial interests that control the mass media, some call it the corporate media, I call it the Jewish-controlled media, folks. It's not a matter of religion here, folks. It's a matter of philosophy. It's a matter of ethnic interest. That is what we have with the mass media in America today, folks. And this Jewish-controlled media sees Mike Huckabee as someone who can be put up there to capture a certain strand, a large swath, I really should say, of a certain persuasion in the Republican Party, which in many respects overlaps with the good patriotic base that surrounds the interest in Ron Paul's candidacy. So that's what they're doing, no question about it. They're trying to build Huckabee up to try to suppress Ron Paul. It's that simple, folks. That's how it works, and that's what they're doing. Well, cheers to President Bush, that tribune of multiculturalism, that tribune of religious tolerance. He's lighting a menorah in the White House next Monday night. He's been hailed widely for this. Bush, the Washington Post reports, is the first president to include a Hanukkah party among about two dozen holiday parties at the White House, as well as the first to light a menorah in the executive mansion. Folks, lighting a menorah. Here we come back to this issue of separation of church and state. The very people who most demand separation of church and state. Yes, folks, again, here we come to it again. I have to use that term that frightens so many people, but yes, The Jewish people and their organized pressure groups in this country are the ones who demand separation of church and state. But here we're lighting a menorah in the White House next Monday night, a week from today. Now, folks, I wonder if this bold president, George W. Bush, would be willing to have an Easter service in the White House. Would he be willing to put a crucifix on display in the White House on Christmas? Folks, I'll bet you, I'd be willing to bet you 50 cents that the president wouldn't. He might roll Easter eggs on the White House lawn, but I'll bet you he wouldn't have a Christian religious service in the White House. I bet you he wouldn't. Any more than they would have a nativity scene on the White House grounds. But he will light a menorah in the White House. That goes to show you who has the power in this country, who the politicians kiss up to, folks. It's very simple. Just like the fact that we have a menorah on the ellipse down there in front of the White House, our taxpayer-financed property. And like I say, if some nice old lady in tennis shoes went down there to try to put a nativity scene on that federal property, guess what would happen? She'd be taken away in handcuffs. Now, I'm not going to suggest that anyone should do anything nasty to that menorah that's there right now, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't feel bad if the Lord God himself sent down a bolt of lightning and set that thing on fire. That's an outrage to have that on our grounds. But be that as it may, I'm repeating myself and going on about something that, well, I don't suppose a lot of people do talk about it, but, you know, again, I think it just comes back to the hypocrisy and the double standards that we see in this country surrounding basically who's allowed to do what and say what. You know, another example of it, we had a U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum before we even had a museum to honor the men and women who fought in World War II. Think about that, folks. Think about the ramifications of that. I find it extraordinary. Maybe you don't. Maybe you think I'm overstating the matter. I don't think that I do. You know, coming back to Huckabee, it's kind of funny. Huckabee has been running, Mike Huckabee, he's a former Baptist minister, you know. He is actually running a television advertisement in Iowa that describes him as a Christian leader. Now, there are some of you out there who are saying, oh, well, that's wonderful. Isn't that just divine? No pun intended. Isn't that just divine that a Christian man is willing to call himself a Christian leader? Well, folks, I've just read you some of the quotes appearing about Mike Huckabee coming out of the mouths, the typewriters, the word processors, the computers, the brains of these hardline, top-level members of the establishment policy-making propaganda circles, I should say, the propaganda circles. And they just think Mike Huckabee is just dandy, splendid, absolutely delightful. What does that tell you, folks? This guy who is publicly making an appeal to Christians, his evangelical base of support, and calling himself a Christian leader, yet he's not being attacked by the mass media and these high-level opinion makers in the mass media who otherwise would attack someone. Can you imagine if Ron Paul called himself in an advertisement a Christian leader? Think about it, folks. This guy Huckabee, he is a tool of the you-know-whos. And if you can't figure out who the you-know-whos are, well, then you maybe should listen to this program more often, because we dare to mention who the you-know-whos are and what they're doing to you-know-who. That's you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Not coming to you from Washington tonight. I'm on the road. I'm not going to say where I am, but I might as well, because we all know that when I purchased my ticket to travel, that information went right to Israel's Mossad. You know why I say that, folks? Because they know where everybody's traveling. How do they know where everybody's traveling? Through a program called Promise. It's surveillance software. They can keep a complete and accurate record on the whereabouts of virtually anybody through the use of their credit cards, through their purchase of train tickets, plane tickets, bus tickets. It's all in the Promise software, folks. And how do I know the Israelis have the Promise software? I know they have it because it all came out in the Inslaw scandal. Inslaw was a private company that had its surveillance software stolen from them by officials in the Reagan-Bush Justice Department, specifically in the Office of Special Investigations. That's the Mossad-connected, quote-unquote, Nazi hunting unit. And they turned this software over to the Israelis. That's all virtually part of the public record for anyone who wants to get the details of it. You can actually get the details of it, boy, oh boy, in one of my books, and I can't remember which one. I believe it's the New Jerusalem. But you can certainly do an internet search of the word Inslaw, I-N-S-L-A-W, And you can certainly get a lot of the information there. But the point is, folks, yes, this high-level corruption in our government that I'm talking about, it does so often trace to that favorite little foreign country, that favorite little foreign country of so many American politicians, that little country called Israel. Well, the French ambassador to Britain had other ways of describing that country, and I think that description, which I don't even want to repeat on the air, rather scatological description, as someone accurately described it here, that description is accurate. Well, in any case, I launched into a little side lecture there on the history of the Inslaw scandal. As you know, I have a particular interest in the Inslaw scandal because one of the crooks involved in the Inslaw scandal covering up the Israeli, covering up how these traitorous Americans stole property from fellow Americans and turned it over to the Mossad of Israel. One of the people involved in that affair was a crooked lawyer for the Justice Department named S. Martin Thiel, and I emphasize he was a crook, because anyone who would defend those responsible for this crime was a crook himself in this case. And he was rewarded for it by being given a federal judgeship here in Washington. And that's the federal judge, S. Martin Thiel, that shut down the Spotlight newspaper in a lawsuit that was originally orchestrated by a character with known Mossad and CIA connections, Andrew Everett Allen, of the San Francisco Bay Area. He's associated with some real estate company, I believe called Belvedere. But in any case, I have that particular interest in the Inslaw scandal because, as I say, one of the big players in it played a major role in disrupting my life and certainly disrupting the work of a very good newspaper, The Spotlight. Well, little shift of discussion here. We are going to be going to the break. We have a couple callers lined up. But I do have to comment about the defeat of Hugo Chavez's plan for reform, or at least how he described it as reform, and which so many people in Venezuela did not think it was reform. Of course, I know a lot of people out there don't like Hugo Chavez because of some of his domestic policies, but folks, it's not your job as Americans to worry about the domestic policies of other countries any more than you, as an American nationalist and patriot, would want Hugo Chavez to try to dictate to Americans what kind of policies we should have on American shores. But, of course, I understand that that distinction somewhat disturbs people who will then say I'm a communist for defending Hugo Chavez. Well, I'll tell you, I think the key to understanding why so many powerful people hate Hugo Chavez is one part of his proposed reform. The president is granted control over the central bank, which previously had autonomy. The president is also granted authority to set monetary policy and administer international reserves. In other words, Hugo Chavez was defying the Rothschilds. Hugo Chavez was defying the American Federal Reserve. Hugo Chavez was defying the whole international money tentacles. That's what his proposed reform would have done, although it was defeated, of course, folks. Why was that defeated, folks? Because he was going up against the powers that be. If that hadn't been in there, folks, they may have let the proposed reforms go through. I don't think there was an honest vote in Venezuela, folks. But you know what? There's a lot of people who've ignored everything I just said because they're convinced Hugo Chavez is a communist. And it's the mass media which says that Hugo Chavez is a communist. Now figure that out. Do you believe the mass media, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on the road. So therefore, working a little bit off kilter this evening without my handy computer and time clock in front of me and so forth, but we seem to be getting through it. Do have a couple callers out there, and I'm going to go to them. But, you know, folks, I want to talk more about Hugo Chavez again because this subject of Chavez cuts right to the heart of where we must start recognizing that the mass media, and most of us do, folks, let me backtrack here, most of us who are listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I count myself as a listener because more frequently I've had the opportunity to listen to some of the other good programs on this network, but those, most of us who are the listeners to this network are pretty much in sync, and we understand that the mass media in this country is absolutely corrupt, it is absolutely controlled, it absolutely cannot really be relied upon for any serious news or information. Yet, at the same time, folks, there are so many in the Patriot movement who often inadvertently find themselves echoing the lies and the misinformation and the miscommunications and the disinformation of the mass media in this country. Is it any wonder, folks, as I said before the break here, that the mass media in this country has been so overwhelmingly against Hugo Chavez. He was putting his fingers in a pie, which he was not allowed to put his fingers into. In addition, folks, and I will remind you of this again, Hugo Chavez also made some open statements in support of people and interests that were not considered friendly to the state of Israel. Hugo Chavez has also been very friendly, not to just Saddam Hussein, who I was referring to earlier, but also to President Ahmadinejad of Iran. And, folks, those of you out there who consider 9-1-1 an important issue, as I do, bear in mind that it was Hugo Chavez who invited William Rodriguez down to Venezuela. William Rodriguez, the 9-1-1 hero, the 9-1-1 survivor of the World Trade Center, the whistleblower, he spoke before the assembly down there, ladies and gentlemen, because Hugo Chavez and his revolutionary government, don't let that word revolutionary scare you, folks, Hugo Chavez and his revolutionary Bolivarian regime recognized that 9-1-1 is a lie. And, of course, as you'll recall, American Free Press sent its former correspondent, Christopher Balin, popularly known as Kinkster Balloon, for reasons which I explained on this program, to the shock of many. Kinkster Balloon was sent by American Free Press to Venezuela, and we asked William Rodriguez to go along with them, but Christopher failed on the job. But William maintained contact with the people in Venezuela, and the Venezuelan assembly called for an investigation of 9-1-1. This would not have happened without the support of Hugo Chavez. So now we have our conservative friends out there saying, oh, Hugo Chavez is a communist. Hugo Chavez is an enemy of America. Where are they getting this news and information from, folks? They're getting it from the mass media in the United States. They're getting it from the people who control the mass media in the United States. And that should tell you everything you need to know. The people who control the mass media in the United States don't like Ron Paul. They don't like Hugo Chavez. And dare I say it, folks, everything you've heard, I hate to say it, folks, but I'm going to say it. I know this is going to upset some people out there. Everything you know, or what you think you know, unless you turn to alternative news sources and information, everything you know about Adolf Hitler is what you've heard from the mass media in America. And who controls the mass media in America? It is not the Vatican. It is not the Jehovah's Witnesses. It is not the Greek Orthodox Church. It's not even just the Jesuits. And anybody who tells you that the Jesuits control the mass media in America, well, is either a liar or a fool. So anybody, here's a rule of thumb, folks, in the future. Anybody who gets good publicity from the mass media in America is probably no friend of America. Anybody who gets bad publicity from the mass media in America probably deserves better publicity than he or she is getting. That's the Piper rule of thumb about who you can trust as far, or I should say what you can trust as far as the mass media is concerned. Now, like I say, I know there's a lot of people out there who get real antsy, who get real touchy when this subject comes up because they like to call it corporate media. They like to say, you know, it's the military-industrial complex. But it's a little deeper than that, folks. A little deeper than that. All right, well, we do have one of my favorite callers here tonight. And I want to tell you something, folks. based upon the emails and letters I have gotten, and I was just telling Mark Glenn this the other day. You all know Mark Glenn. He's been a regular on this program. He appears on Hashem Talawi's program here in this network on Saturdays. Of the emails and the cards and letters that I get from people out there who mention other callers or other people who appear in this program, I'm here to tell you they like this next caller. And if this is the next caller, Jim from Texas, we'll just have to welcome him aboard as, Jim, you know, you're a radio star.
Well, I'm not a radio star, Mike, but I have to clarify something for your listeners. Being you stated you're on the road, I need for you to verify that you are not broadcasting from Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Beersheba, Bethlehem, or any points connected with that.
Well, I have to say that I'm not. I can give you an honest answer that I'm not broadcasting from any of those points. Although, actually, I should say I am broadcasting from points west of there.
Uh-oh, that means you could be broadcasting from the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles.
Well, that's true enough, too, but I'm not broadcasting from there either.
Oh, that takes a whole load off my mind, Mike.
Let's just put it somewhere in between.
I was worried that you'd went over to the enemy, so to speak.
I don't know what side I'm on sometimes, Jim. As I was saying earlier, you know, there's so many... The mass media in this country has blinded so many people, even people who are otherwise good patriots, that they can get stampeded, corralled, railroaded, pushed into taking positions or thinking things that they shouldn't, and yet they're very selective in what they hear and see and choose to agree or disagree with in the mass media, but. I think, as I say, the rule of thumb is if it's coming from the mass media, there should be an immediate wall of doubt.
There's an old Southern saying that I've advocated for most of my life, and this is how you can distinguish yourself from these people. It's a saying, if they're for 'em, I'm agin 'em, and if they're agin 'em, I'm for 'em. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
this is how you can distinguish yourself from all these other lemmings out there. If they're against Hugo Chavez, then I'm for him. I don't care. I don't care if he's an idiot, but he's against them, so I'm for him.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the way I break things down.
Yeah,
if they're against a Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, then I'm for him, because you can't go wrong using that philosophy. You can't, in my opinion. You cannot.
Well, I tell you, Jim, I have often tried in my own mind, okay, I have often tried in my own mind over the past 10 years or so, and I mean just within the last 10 years, I have basically adopted that mindset, that way of thinking, and then occasionally I say to myself, now wait a minute, don't be such a cynic, don't be so prepared to damn the mass media on every given issue. But, Jim, the problem is, if I start looking into every given issue, I find that the mass media has an agenda behind their position, and usually that agenda stands contrary to basically anything that I believe in or anything. If they're for it, I'm against it, and I'm against it, they're for it. So I found that rule of thumb, that old Southern saying, as you said, I found that really to be a guiding principle. It hardly fails.
You were talking about Huckabee, okay? The only reason they're pushing Huckabee is because McCain and Giuliani is no longer palatable. Too many people say, wait a minute, these guys are idiots. They're for mass immigration. They're for this stuff. I want nothing to do with it. So they bring up another guy who's just as much for mass immigration as they are, but it's not as well known, okay?
Exactly.
So,
good for you, Jim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly
that's how they operate, and they operate like we're all fools, and most of us are. There's a few that aren't. RBN listeners and a few others. There are other radio programs out there that I listen to that they're not fools, but it's still a minuscule portion of the population, but that's how they operate. We'll drag this other sucker, this other Shabbos goy up there, and we'll say, and we'll start pushing him. And look what they've done. He went from nowhere to like he's leading in Iowa.
Well, you know, I think as I said earlier here tonight, Jim, you heard it if you were listening.
I was listening.
The big payoff, the big proof of this whole thing is the fact that Huckabee can run a commercial calling himself a Christian leader. I guarantee you that if any other politician did that under the correct circumstances, the mass media would be down on him like a ton of bricks, and you wouldn't find David Broder writing what a wonderful, reasonable, intelligent man Huckabee is. So you see, this is, they're allowing him to play this Christian card with the Christian voters of Iowa. And these people are out there saying, oh, that's wonderful. This man is a good Christian, and he's proud to call himself one. And they're going to turn out, and they're going to vote for this guy.
Right, and they're only doing it to destroy Ron Paul, because they know the inroads he's making among the American public. And so they got to have a shill to represent them. Although to most people he would be, he's representing Christian America, the bedrock of America. But he isn't. He's another Shabbos goy.
Yeah. See, this is why you almost have to admire the skill in which these people play the rest of the country, play the vast overwhelming majority, 99% of the people for fools. And unfortunately, it's all leading us further and further down the road to destruction. That's that's an understatement of the situation.
Mike, it's worked for better than 100 years. Why should they change?
Yeah, and when you consider that the media as a force has expanded, and it's just every bit. You turn around, every place you turn around. I was flipping through a cable this evening, constant bombardment with these political messages, subtle and not so subtle, buried in television shows, so-called dramas, docudramas, the History Channel, Sumner Redstone's History Channel. You know, all of this crap that they're shoving down people's throats, and the whole purpose of it is to not advance their control, but simply to maintain what control they have now. If they really want to lower the boom, that's when we'll see the concentration camps. And you know, people have warned about the concentration camps for years. If they ever sensed that things were really getting out of hand, they've already got the mechanism to lower the boom on us, and it's just a matter of finding the proper pretext. And a lot of these good Christians that are going to rally behind Huckabee would be the first ones to rally behind a president who would institute concentration camps in America.
Well, Mike, I got a feeling that you and I might accidentally be in the same concentration camp, although we're from different parts of the country. I got a feeling I might be up in Fort Worth and that one where used to be an Air Force base, which they made a big one. That's one of the, as far as I know, the closest one to me. And you'll probably be right outside of Washington, D.C. in Fort Monmouth or one of those other deserted bases there in the Washington, D.C. area. So,
well, that's assuming I haven't shot my way out.
Well, listen, I'll let you go. I don't want to hog your time.
Yeah,
but
that's
anyhow,
all right. I always enjoy
as long
your
as
calls.
You assured me you're not broadcasting from Tel Aviv, then I can breathe a sigh of relief.
You can breathe a sigh of relief on that one, Jim. All right,
okay.
Listen, good talking to you as always.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have Steve from California. Steve, we're going to bring you up and hold you over the break.
Okay,
Michael. Steve, are you there?
Yes, right here.
There you go.
You were mentioning Christmas and the Jews' antipathy towards it, etc., and it's interesting. I have Point Magazine for December 1955 by Father Leonard Feeney up on my screen, and he was talking about the same thing. And they were active in U.S. politics and in society at that time to denigrate Christmas and Christ, and to take over presidential elections and bribe everybody that they could in terms of politicians in this country in order to make this little state of Israel and its pillage of Palestine, and Father Feeney goes into that as well, you know, into what they turned it into, which is just a murderous entity that has no right to exist. And Father Feeney goes into, especially, the pillage of Christian sites from 1947-48 on. They especially did everything they could to pillage Catholic and Orthodox church sites. They destroyed them left and right, and as well as creating terror amongst citizens in various places. And Father Feeney is a must-reading for anybody that really wants to know the history of this.
I am very much familiar with his work. I was absolutely delighted to discover his work many, many years ago. And I believe I hear that music. Hang on there for the break, Steve.
Okay.
This is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping it up here in a few minutes, but hang on for our last few. This is RepublicBroadcasting.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here for the final five. Michael Collins Piper here with you, and we have a caller, Steve from California. Steve, you had mentioned that Father Feeney, of course, was a traditional Catholic priest, but he had written and talking about the efforts by Jewish organizations to interfere with traditional Christian heritage in the United States, not just not just Roman Catholic heritage, but, you know, there's a lot of our listeners that don't like Catholics, don't like the Roman Catholic Church or the Vatican or the Jesuits, so they might have some doubts about what Father Feeney wrote. So if they have any doubts about what Father Feeney wrote, and I don't, I would refer these people to some of the websites of groups such as the American Jewish Congress and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the American Jewish Committee and others, in which they candidly brag about their efforts to block school prayer, to take all manner of action against any expression of religious heritage, particularly Christian heritage in this country. I would also refer them to a book, which I don't have handy. I'm not in my library at home, but a book by a Jewish writer outlining in favorable form the very work of these Jewish organizations. So Father Feeney is not the only source on this.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to emphasize that because, as you know, there is a big strain of anti-Catholicism out there, and people doubt anything that comes out of the mouth of a Catholic priest. So I just want to let the people know this.
Sorry to say that that's true. You know, Father Feeney was my big turning point in realizing exactly what Israel really is. I mean, he opened my eyes, period. You know,
yeah, now, you mentioned you were looking at something on the computer screen. Can you give a website or something?
I already posted it in the chat room.
Okay.
www.fatherfeeney.org.
Fatherfeeney.org, and Feeney is spelled F-E-E-N-Y.
No, F-E-E-N-E-Y.
Repeat that again.
Father Feeney, one word, FEENEY.org.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, well, that's a good website, I'm sure, to check out. I think I've actually seen that in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually have a collection of some of Father Feeney's articles, and they are well worth people reading, because even though much of the stuff was written, I think, just in the late 1950s and early 1960s, maybe up into the 1970s.
A lot of it in the early 50s, even. He was onto them a long time ago.
Yeah, and as I recall, he actually had some trouble with his superiors in the church,
yes,
because he was taking such an outspoken stand, kind of like Father Charles Coughlin back in the 1930s and early 1940s.
Except with Feeney, Father Feeney had an untarnished and unspotted reputation as somebody that you could never point a finger at and call him a racist of any sort. You could never even begin to say such a thing about him. Father Coughlin, he kind of wandered in a few places that, you know, he may have got a little bit stained. But Father Feeney, never. That charge just will not stick with him. And it's amazing, you know, at this one Point Magazine article I'm looking at, he says this: the apostolic delegate Archbishop Hughes unequivocally charged that there is now in operation a deliberate Jewish effort to decimate the Arabs and to destroy Christianity in Palestine. That was 1955.
Well, that's documented today time and time again by anyone who is gutsy enough to talk about it, and the big problem is there are a lot of people who are not gutsy enough to listen to it. Steve, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, Michael.
Thanks for your patience with me this evening. We'll see you here tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned now for more good programming on this, republicbroadcasting.org. With